T-minus 67. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. What a difference a day makes, ACN's Nora Stewart declared at the beginning of her live report. The scene around her was one of excitement and positivity following Dan McCarthy's decisive intervention at the UN 24 hours earlier, with his support for a breakaway agency which would enable genuine technological cooperation with the messengers, proving even more popular here in his hometown than anywhere else. Birchwood was entirely free of public displays of anti-alien sentiment, with even Blitz News now knowing better than to send rabble-rousing reporters following a few instances when locals, including the drive-in lot's owner Phil Norris, had made their feelings clear. Blitz still sent some reporters to the drive-in, of course, to avoid losing some of the viewers who longed for the comfort and familiarity of the famous drive-in backdrop, but they were universally well-behaved in relation to their network colleagues who reported on similar stories from elsewhere. It seems as though all the attention that was focused on New York yesterday has followed Dan and Tara back to Birchwood, Nora continued, gesturing towards a crowd scene that was certainly more impressive than yesterday's. We don't expect any appearance or comment from Dan himself here today, despite the earlier online rumors which may have contributed to this turnout. Nevertheless, the focus on the town where Earth's chosen representative happens to be situated over the city where many of the leading politicians are currently engaged in discussions over what shape future cooperation will take, well, this alone tells a huge story of just how disengaged with Unica's gridlock the vast majority of citizens have become. A car, which slowed as it neared the drive-in's entrance, apparently close enough in shape and color to Clark's to catch the attention of some locals near the back of the crowd, caused a momentary ruckus. This lasted only until it became clear that rather than Clark McCarthy, its driver was simply a regular citizen slowing down so his passenger could snap a selfie. Popular on any day, a drive-in selfie with a crowd like this in the background was clearly important enough to hold up traffic and even draw the ire of the attendant police. As the driver sped off, attention turned back to the various reporters who were saying their pieces to their hourly bulletins. It's difficult not to wonder what William Godfrey makes of all this behind closed doors, Nora said, her change in pitch and tone indicating that she was wrapping up. While the world hangs on Chief Planetary Liaison McCarthy's every word, Deputy Planetary Liaison Godfrey is knee-deep in political wrangling and likely hoping the spotlight is back on New York in time for his expected resignation speech tomorrow. For a man who has held the highest offices in the land for several years, you have to wonder if Godfrey will be satisfied for long, even as chairman of the ICA. Because while Dan McCarthy remains in the picture, not even Godfrey himself could claim with a straight face that the title of chairman is enough to earn him a place as leader in the public's mind, or, as importantly, in the minds of the messengers. For ACN, I'm Nora Stewart. Despite these words, however, and as was so often the case, William Godfrey was currently involved in far more consequential matters and preparing far more Machiavellian exercises of power than the public or media realized.